Good evening. It's Tuesday, February 23, 2021, here in Cebu City. I'm Cherry Ann Lim, and this is SunStar Tonight. Swab tests are not required for tourists from other provinces who wish to visit Cebu Province. However, Cebu City, which is not part of the capital's jurisdiction, says it will still require a negative swab test result from tourists visiting the city. Shari Coronel reports.
The province of Cebu has officially opened its doors to tourists from other provinces in the country. Cebu Governor Gwendolyn Garcia has issued Executive Order No. 12, easing rules for travel to Cebu Province. An RT-PCR test is no longer required to visit tourist destinations in the province. There are only three requirements: a valid medical certificate issued within 7 days before the trip, a proof of pre-booking at the resort or hotel for the duration of visit, and pass symptoms checking or screening at the point of departure and point of arrival. Garcia said the easing of restrictions is to further boost the province's economy. Stakeholders in the tourism industry welcomed the move of the provincial government. Tour operators are now planning to have cheap package tours in the province's tourist destinations. The province has 44 towns and 6 component cities, excluding the cities of Cebu, Mandawi, and Lapu-Lapu. Meanwhile, the Cebu City government has clarified that it still requires a negative COVID test result for tourists who wish to visit the city. Mayor Edgardo Labella said he respects the decision of the governor. However, the city will still abide by the IATF guidelines. Cebu City logged 184 new COVID-19 cases on February 22, which brought the total active cases to 3,176, while Cebu Province recorded 98 new cases yesterday. The province's total active cases rose to 1,211. The governor earlier expressed her strong opposition to placing Cebu under lockdown. Chari Coronel, SunStar Tonight.
Leaders of the Tri-Cities and the business sector have expressed their opposition to the recommendation by some advisors of the Department of Health to place Cebu under enhanced community quarantine. Kenneth Torres reports.
Local chief executives of the Tri-Cities of Cebu have expressed their opposition on the recommendation placing Cebu under the strictest quarantine level. Cebu City Mayor Edgardo Labella said he will not allow to place the city under lockdown again. He said they already agreed with the regional health officials to continue the modified general community quarantine status in the city. Some barangays in the city have implemented lockdown every Sunday to control the spread of the coronavirus. For Mandawi City Mayor Jonas Cortez, he wanted the Technical Council of DOH Central Office to give consideration before placing Cebu under ECQ. Lapu-Lapu City Mayor Junard Chan earlier disagreed with the recommendation. Chan said instead of implementing lockdown, the city will strictly impose health protocols as well as curfew hours. Chan issued an executive order temporarily banning all activities, including parties, cockfighting, contact sport activities, non-essential gatherings, as well as operation of internet cafes for a week. Likewise, the Cebu Chamber of Commerce and Industry said that restrictions will affect the economy. In a meeting with the DOH Central Office's Technical Advisory Council last Friday, February 19, the DOH Central Visayas was given until Friday, February 26, to address the current COVID-19 situation in Cebu so it could keep its MGCQ status. Kenneth Torres, SunStar Tonight.
The Cebu Bus Rapid Transit System will be partly operational by the end of this year and fully operational by early 2023. Chari Coronel reports.
The Department of Transportation targets the partial operation of the Cebu Bus Rapid Transit System by December 2021 and fully operational by 2023. Cebu BRT Package 1 comprises 4 bus stations from the Cebu South Bus Terminal up to the capital area along Osmeña Boulevard, Cebu City. On February 8, Package 1 reached the publication and bidding stage. It is scheduled for completion by December this year. Cebu BRT Package 2 and 3 involved the establishment of trunk service from South Road Properties to South Bus Terminal via Natalio Bacalso Avenue and from Capitol to IT Park with terminals at SRP and IT Park. There is an ongoing finalization of parcellary mapping for the detailed engineering design for Package 2, which will cover 10.8 kilometers. Packages 1, 2, and 3 will form Phase 1 of the Cebu BRT, while for Phase 2, the plan is to convert feeder to trunk service. The BRT project is 23 kilometers long from Bulacau to Talamban, including the SRP. It will comprise of 250 buses with at least 21 stations. It is projected to cater up to 60,000 passengers a day. The Cebu BRT is a component of the planned Metro Cebu Integrated Intermodal Transportation System that seeks to integrate a monorail system, a cable car system, and BRT to provide efficient public man transportation. Aside from the BRT system, there will be several components such as monorail and ferry boat services from Carcar City to Danao City, as well as cable car from Lahog area to Busay, Cebu City. Chari Coronel, Sunstar Tonight.
A Filipino engineer has helped make NASA's Mars exploration mission a success. Tiffany Neri, tell us more.
A few days ago, NASA announced that their Mars Perseverance rover safely landed on the red planet. That is a huge step for humankind. But did you know that one of the people behind it is actually Filipino? No? Check this out. One of the set of hands that helped drive the landing of the rover to success is Filipino-American engineer Gregorio Villar III, who played a part in NASA's Mars exploration program as the entry, descent, and landing systems engineer for the Mars 2020 mission. Villar spent 7.5 years building and testing a system that would land a rover the size of a car on Mars. His efforts finally came into fruition with the announcement of the rover's safe touchdown on Mars last February 18, 2021. It is so inspiring watching Filipinos make their mark in this world. So don't forget to share the good news with others. The more you learn, the more you know. You know? Once again, this is Tiffany Neri on Lifestyle for Sunstar Tonight, wishing you guys an out-of-this-world evening. Back to you, Cherry.
To get the latest, visit www.sunstar.com.ph. Follow us on our YouTube channel and official social media accounts on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Cherry Ann Lim, and this has been Sunstar Tonight. See you again tomorrow. Good night.